I'm happy to bring in the play-by-play voice of the Saints, Jim Henderson. He joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Jim, appreciate the time. Thank you. Just before the break, we were talking about the atmosphere in that building come Monday night and sort of what we're expecting. And our sense, and I imagine yours as well, is that it's going to be rather electric. First nationally televised game for this team with Sean Payton back on the sidelines.
Well, I would think so, too. And Monday night game gives fans all day long to get ready for it. And under Sean Payton, I think the Saints are 9-2 in Monday night contests and primetime contests. So they'll be ready. And I know this is Ryan Tannehill's first appearance in such a game. And I know the Dolphins will probably be preparing for the noise that they'll encounter there. But I'm not sure you can truly prepare for what they will hear and see on Monday night.
The Saints are 3-0, like the Dolphins. Is there a sense among the fan base that Sean Payton is back, he and Drew Brees are reunited, and so therefore all is right in the world?
That's growing, yes. Yeah. But I think probably the most surprising thing to Saints fans and the thing they're most appreciative of is the fact that this defense has played so much better than anybody anticipated. This was the worst defense in NFL history a year ago, and at the moment it's a top five defense now, albeit only three games into the season. But they've played successfully better in every game. They've only given up 38 points in three games total, and that used to be a half last year.
You know, Jim, let's talk about that defense and leadership. Rob Ryan came over as defensive coordinator. Guy like Cameron Jordan, three sacks, is playing lights out right now. You drafted Kenny Vaccaro. Tell me what the big difference is. Do you think it's the coaching and the scheme, or is the players are really stepping up within that scheme?
I think it's a combination of all three of those. The Saints suffered a lot of injuries defensively and so had to get younger. They wanted to get younger anyway at certain positions. They were up against it in the salary cap, and two of their veterans that they had renegotiate their contracts to give them some relief there, which would be Will Smith and also Jonathan Vilma, both got hurt. So some youngsters had to step in there. The Saints lost players, one of them being Victor Butler, who'd come over with the Cowboys with Rob Ryan. He was hurt before the Saints ever went to training camp. They'd lost a defensive end early in camp. So there were a number of injuries, and a lot of these young guys had to step up and play. And the defensive line has really played extremely well. The Saints are getting their pass rush without a lot of blitzing. And, of course, that was the hallmark of a Greg Williams defense. The Saints, for the most part, are rotating six defensive linemen in there, none of whom is 25 years old yet.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about your tight end, Jimmy Graham. Everybody knows the kind of football player he is, and right now many consider him to be the best tight end in the National Football League. I see that the New Orleans Saints are using a lot of multiple tight end sets, but you already know who they're going to down in the red zone. They're gonna make sure that they throw the ball up to Jimmy Graham.
They do. He's such a tremendous mismatch for almost anybody in any secondary. The guy is 6'7" and nearly 270 pounds. You know his basketball background at the U. So he's really improving by leaps and bounds. As recently as last Sunday against the Cardinals, they had lost one of their defensive backs and had to play Tyrann Mathieu more than they intended to, and the Saints were able to single Jimmy Graham up against Tyrann Mathieu, and that's a mismatch of about 1 foot and close to 100 pounds. And Jimmy just does a great job. They'll oftentimes flex him out as a wide receiver, and Sean loves to get those kind of mismatches, as most head coaches in the NFL do, but not everybody has the unique talent of a Jimmy Graham on their side.
Jim, talk a little about your offensive line. Over the last couple of years, you've lost some really great players. Carl Nix, one of them, went over to Tampa. You know, there's 10 sacks given up to Drew Brees this year. Are you guys concerned about him making through the year? And what's the status of that offensive line so far?
Well, the offensive line is sort of in a state of flux. I mean, you look back to the Super Bowl year of 2009, and from that offensive line, the Saints have lost their center, their left guard, and their left tackle. And so it is a work in progress. It is being rebuilt, and it is a concern. I mean, the Saints have given up 10 sacks in the first three games, and they had never given up 10 sacks in any three-game stretch under Sean Payton with Drew Brees. So Drew's getting hit, I think, a lot more than people want to see it happen. And he's very aware in the pocket. He usually doesn't take the big blow. He's able to move around in the pocket and to feel pressure extremely well. But still, this is far more hits than you'd want him to be incurring through the first three games of the season. So that is a concern. I know for the Dolphins, it's a concern that they're not getting much pass rush, especially with some injuries.
Jim Henderson, the play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Saints, joining us to preview Monday night's game between the two 3-0 teams. It should be a lot of fun at the Superdome. Jim, appreciate the time. Good to talk to you again, and enjoy the game on Monday night.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Jim Henderson on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.